How many stars are in the flag? This is Dave Ross. I know you're annoyed by all the calls and all the ads, but do you realize what it's like in Ohio, where voting's already started? They have voting patrols.
Anyone need to vote? Anyone need to vote?
That is the head of the local Democratic Party cruising the streets of Youngstown, Ohio, offering to drive people to the polls.
537 votes made George Bush the president.
And the Romney people are busy, too.
Sometime this week, we will have eclipsed our 6 millionth voter contact.
6 million contacts. 6 million is more than half the population of Ohio. Probably annoying to Ohioans, but the rest of us are feeling a little left out. Barack Obama has been to Ohio 22 times. He woos her like a lover.
I need you, I need Ohio. America needs you, Ohio.
And Mitt Romney's been there 35 times, 17 times in the last 30 days.
We need to make sure that Ohio is able to send a message loud and clear.
And you know why this happens? Because Ohioans are smarter than the rest of us. When the pollsters call up Ohioans and ask, who are you going to vote for? Ohioans say, I don't know. No idea. I'm undecided. And as a result,
this election is not about me. It's not about the Republican Party.
It's about Ohio. In fact, it may be about Tuscarawas County, Ohio, which is officially a swing county. In fact, it may be about this woman, Lori Chapman, who was interviewed in Tuscarawas County.
I always vote. I never miss a chance to vote, but I'm going to go out and vote, especially this year, because I want my vote to count.
Now, don't worry, Lori. Your vote will count. It's the rest of us I wonder about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.